Good morning. It's a Tuesday morning. That means Mike Spain, associate editor of the Times Union, joins us. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
Let's talk about PCBs. Many will remember this, left behind in the Hudson River after a cleanup project by General Electric Company. There's an update.
The General Electric Company spent about $1.7 billion to dredge an estimated 150 tons of toxins known as PCBs from a 40-mile stretch of the Hudson River between Fort Edward and Troy. The five-year project ended back in 2014. Still, that was only about 72% of what is known to be in the river, meaning about 60 tons still remain along the bottom, including in the navigation channel known as the Champlain Canal. Now, according to a story today by our environmental reporter Brian Nearing, a consultant hired by the environmental group Scenic Hudson is contending that the PCBs left behind are spreading and the contaminants are going back to the areas that have already been dredged. The study found elevated PCB levels in dozens of areas where the chemical was dredged from the river bottom and then covered with clean fill during the massive Superfund cleanup. The study's author, Remy Hennett, says the only reasonable conclusion is that the dredged areas have been recontaminated by the PCB-laden sediment. A GE spokesman disputes the findings, saying the company's own analysis is starkly at odds with the claims, and that their samples they analyzed shows that the PCBs after dredging declined as much as 92%, and nearly 100% of the samples show clean sediment at the bottom of the river. So the issue will continue. It's all awaiting the Federal Environmental Protection Agency deciding whether GE is certified to end the project, and that would release them from any future liability.
The Equal Rights Amendment. There's a debate going on the federal act, and some say that New York needs that protection and wants to expand.
We may recall back in the 70s and 80s, there was a movement to pass a federal Equal Rights Amendment guaranteeing women have the same rights as men under the United States Constitution. So there's efforts in New York State to convince other states to go ahead and pass it. All it would take is one more state to approve it, and it would become part of law. And leading the way in New York is Carolyn Maloney, a Congress member from Long Island, who's been lobbying states to sign on to the constitutional amendment and do away with a deadline that they had to do it by 1982. So there's a chance that the Equal Rights Amendment may come back and might even become part of the Constitution.
Well, Mike, the state's largest teachers union, that's NYSET, the New York State United Teachers Union, during the past year saw a 6% drop in the number of people who pay either regular dues or special fees.
According to reports by NYSET to the Federal Department of Labor, the number of dues-paying people dropped by about 25,000. It's down to about 427,000, 428,000, actually, as of August 31st of this year. The drop was first noted last week by the Fiscally Conservative Empire Center, and it's being attributed to a U.S. Supreme Court ruling. It was the so-called Janus ruling that said agency fee payers or non-union members who are required to pay special fees to public employee unions no longer have to make those payments. An Empire Center analysis estimates the decline in dues-paying members translates to a loss of $8.5 million for the teachers union, with $6.3 million of that being from directly related to this Janus decision. A spokesman for NYSET disagrees and says its members, including brand new teachers, are sticking with the union, and as of October, only about 200 people had actually left the union. And it may be a while before we actually know the full effect of the Supreme Court ruling.
Mike Spain, associate editor of the Times Union. He joins us on Tuesdays. To read more, head to timesunion.com. And there's more of our conversation online at wamc.org. Mike, thank you.
Thank you, David.